Like I mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, we're going to talk about broccoli. Today's shiur is dedicated to try to finish up this book, this beautiful sefer, Rabbi David Cohen, Shul of Chicago. And our attempt is to complete it before the shiur is over, and then we'll talk at the end of the shiur what's going to happen. I don't have time for chazara. We'll try to accommodate in a reasonable fashion. Okay, that will be defined later. Okay. Page 169, this beautiful, beautiful sefer. A whole chapter 32 about broccoli. Okay? Fine. For the last 25 years, before this was printed, and this was printed 2018, it goes back, what, 25 years before 2018? 1993? That, they get it right? It's a long time. Rav Heinemann's position was that broccoli, or at least frozen broccoli, was permitted without inspecting it for insects, based on the following line of reasoning. One, clustered vegetables such as broccoli are so tightly packed together, any bugs inside the florets are considered lost in the vegetable in a manner of a taruvus. Okay, I think that's correct. Taruvus. Assumption number one. Assumption number two. In this taruvus, the Rambam sees so few insects that they would be a butl b'shishin. The only thing preventing the bittel is the fact that the insects are what? Beria. Since the rule is that Berla Batela is rabbinic in nature, we know that. Against any of Das Yochid, the insects are actually bottle from a Doraisa perspective, and eating the broccoli cannot be more than an Issa Rabbana of Beria, maximum. Three, it's only a suffix if any particular head of broccoli is infested. It's only a Miyana Matsui. And since the broccoli is not more than Issa Derabbanan, as we said before, you could apply the principle of Sava Derabbanan Lekula and permit it even without checking. In three easy steps, Rabbi Heinemann was not the broccoli. Lapped off the frozen. You mean you? I know what you mean. You mean with the body of shulchan that pit by achbar. That's what you mean. Achbar. What's the difference if it's a daraisa? If it's a derabbanan, svek derabbanan is luchumah. Don't tell me svek svek. That's what you mean. I'll open up again the body of shulchan. If that's what you mean. No, because everything's gonna be easy. It's not necessarily a taruvus. You can just see it. You have to check what you see. What you see is not a taruvus, but it's so tightly packed. Right? Tightly packed. He says, let's take a look at the shach. Let's open the shach. Kuf, dalet, sifkotten, dalet. We are still officially with Sinul Kuf Dalet. The Chazara Shia is going to happen. We'll be in Sinul Kuf Dalet. Even though we've been paid dalet recently, but officially we're still in Kuf Dalet. Kuf dal, pay dal, it rhymes, you know, so we can go from one to the other. Kuf dal. Ah. Kuf dal. Okay. No, this is not about bugs, this is about different sphincters. But let's put your objective aside for the moment. I think it's behind him so far, is right. Let's see what the others who object to it, what do they say? And we'll see together halacha lemaisa, okay? What is this based upon? Number one, the Rashba against the Ra'a, right? Mm-hmm. Now, whatever you know, this is clear. Taz Kuf Aleph. Let's take a look. Slow. Sif Simon Kuf Taz Sifkot Aleph. Barrier. She was buried low table care with Rabbana. Came into Minatoria Shashimas to Logan al Chilosa, Philip Pachos with his eyes. The stomach siv, Abu Ethelminim Tman, the Sohal Osam, a few of him Tanim, Kenechmiru Rabbana with Harova Shalem, the Minatora, Patel with Shari Sur. Nafkamina in Suffolk, he have a barrier, O low, have a Svegat Rabbana, the bottle. Cholelo Advarm, Shana Patelim. Etc. Everybody barrier. O echad mihani she'ain misbatan elok b'shi'isa safek. If I can't, it's not anything, it is okay. Whatever. What? You just said before, no? So if you're going to have your burial, though.
Is it saying it is a burial? Here we know it's a burial.
We don't know if it's there, though.
It's there.
It may not be there. It may not be there at all. Okay? That's it. The suffix that may not be there at all. That's the suffix. Anyway, that's what he said. Back to what we said before. Mira Matsui, we don't know what's there. It's probably not there. It's probably not there. It's a Mira Matsui. If it's a rove, this whole cheshbon, obviously, if it's a rove, the whole cheshbon breaks down, obviously. What's a suffix, a shuckle, I'll grant you, maybe it breaks down.
What if your mind holds the
chiyuv
bedika of Mira Matsui?
There's a chiyuv bedika of Mira Matsui that certainly exists. Look, no. So look, open your eyes to look for me in a matzui. Okay? Even if it's not a barrier. The chiyuv bedika of me has another word, barrier.
Right.
Assume there's no barriers in the word. Everything is just crushed. There's no barrier. It's still a chiyuv to check for me in a matzui. Fine. I agree. But if you don't know if anything is there, you don't know if it's particular. You don't know if it's there. So you're asking that why does this destroy any chiyuv bedika completely? The answer is no. The chiyuv bedika exists. If you can see it, look for it. Can't close your eyes. Got to look. Here it's so tight. It's considered a taruvus. Taruvus we say batal b'shishim. Usually check means there is no taruvus. Got to look. Open your eyes and look. There's no teruvus. Here there is a teruvus. So it's batal b'shishim. Batal b'shishim only the problem of barrier. Comes to barrier, we got this cheshbon. It's a suffix. It's buried through rabbanon. It's buried rabbanon. We have to check. Nothing to do with looking. We're talking about things which are teruvus.
So
that's his cheshbon.
Lettuce is not a teruvus.
Correct. 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 It's only by broccoli. Didn't say it by lettuce.
That's the main part of this fish. That's a teruvus.
Yeah, that's the first point. I agree again. Clustered vegetables, broccoli, are so tightly packed together that any bugs on the florets are considered lost in the vegetable in the matter of surrender with tyrubus. Yeah, lettuce, these creeping crawling things on the leaves of lettuce, not a tyrubus. Okay, that's what he says. It's all based upon the, give me, he has 5 pages on this, whether it's a defend or question.
What page does this start?
169 to 74. Question is, it's not a tyrubus in the first place. Because they're removable. Efshel Sanano. That's our simon. Simon Kuv Dalid Sif Aleph. Right? Efshel Sanano. Okay? Fine. What kind of din is this? So the Bar Yashuv goes into a whole discussion. Some say it's not a teruvus at all. Some say, no. It's a teruvus. But the Rabbanan required to remove it. My nafgamina. If it's Darais, it always applies. Rabban, if it's too difficult, does not apply. Right? That's the question. Isav Hedda says it's the Rabbanon, the Eshto Matirin. And there are more Paskins like the Isav Hedda. The Maril, we had a whole argument with against Rabbi Cohen Shlita about the Maril. I'm going to review it. We spoke about this already weeks ago. We hold that the Maril says, like the Isav Hedda, not the opposite. Remember, we saw another chip of the Maril which he didn't quote. It's only the Rabbanon. So then he has the Machlokos, the Rashba, and the Ra'o. He wants to pass him like the Rashba. Ra'o, and even the Rashba's mode. We disagreed completely with that. It's 171. So therefore, it seems to me that we have a right to be Mekel on this critical question, was considered Tarubas or not. Fine. Next. Here, if you can check it out. You're high enough, you can look. So he quotes the Chazan, Machlokas, the Shach, and the Taz. The Shach and the Ramah, right over here. That's how we started. Kuf, Dalet, Sifkot, and Aleph. And the Shach is Megil. Excuse me. Shach, Sifkot, and Gimel is Megil. And the Ramah is Megil. And the Taz and the Machaber are Machmel. We spoke about this at great length. Sif Aleph, right over here. That's the famous Machlokas. It applies to all Shratzim, only Shmona Shratzim. So I think we're Megil on this question too. Who's Machmir, the Chazanish, the Prim Chodesh, who's Mekel, Chavestas, Ramon, the Shach, And therefore, there are many Mekilim. I thought the Mekilim were correct. We follow the Ramah. But then he has on page 174, the last page about this. He is the Achronim discussing the case of Shulchan Aruch, where the discussion about the case of known Easter, underlined, came hopelessly lost in Heter. But maybe that the later Achronim would agree, if it's only a Chi of the Rabbanim, Easter is mixed in. We don't know it's mixed in. They only recommend following the Machmir when you know for a fact. This is broccoli. Again, he follows the Ramah and the Shach. Okay? Some of the Achronim accept this position. Others say Hefzim Maruba. And according to Rabbi Yashiv, we saw if you're going to have to ask all the broccoli, because you can't open every broccoli, you can't open every piece of arbis. That was his example. It's the same thing. You can open every floret. It's not Shayach, impossible. So therefore, it seems to me there's room to be made. Yes, sir.
Do all these schools work for the Beis Yosef?
No. Sorry. It's all based upon the Ramah. I can't pass it for Sfaradim. After the Sfaradim bris from yesterday, I'm very careful. We have they have different menhagim. We don't want to trample on their menhagim, on the dinim, on the psakim. This is for Ashkenazim. Fine.
So why didn't Rebbe say yesterday that he said it had to be frozen?
No, hold on. Now, hold on. Whoa, hold on a second. Here, the next few pages, how hard is it to find bugs? So, those who chose not to Rabbi Heinem has approached a method of finding instant broccoli, which goes as follows. Complicated things. I could never do these things. But each had an already boiling pot of water for 30 to 40 seconds to change the color, loosen the florets, and see the fingers through the floret and find the insects. Short blanching is possible to transfer the stage, painstakingly fingering through them one by one. Man, it's easy to cut open arbus. And Rabbi Yashiv said it's called impossible. Or a different way. Wash under water, agitate soapy water, check water for insects. If the water is insect free, we can assume the florets are permitted. If there is merit to these methods, then that in and of itself undermines the entire halachic position noted above. It's ironic. Both positions discussed were based on the assumption it's too difficult to find the insects, and they're not required to do them. They're hopelessly lost. But if it's reasonably simple to find them, I don't consider it to be reasonably simple. My personal view, right? The Lee approach would appear to have a different set of reasons you used to check than the Machmir. Absolutely. 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 Okay? In this context, it turns out that the Ashkacha Center in the CRC in Chicago, who feel that checking broccoli is so difficult that no one should do it, are essentially agreeing with Rabbi Heinem on this crucial point. If it's too difficult to the average person to check, that's why it's exactly what's permitted. Exactly. Exclamation point. Page 175. Now, what frozen broccoli? Now, a position commonly attributed to Rabbi Heinem. Frozen broccoli is permitted, but fresh broccoli you have to check. Not that frozen broccoli is cleaner than fresh. Since the insects and frozen broccoli are so difficult to remove, it's hopelessly lost, then you can be mako. Adkan. He says it even in regular broccoli. There is a footnote somewhere. They may have changed his mind. Because you can't check the frozen, that's why it's okay. But if you can't check it, then it's not okay.
So defrosted? No, not that.
Nah, it doesn't work. Hold on a second. Somewhere, I saw in all these pages. He said some. I don't see it. Since Rabbi Heinem was correct back in the 1980s, when no one had a simple method of checking broccoli, but we may have rather some simple method. You call these simple methods? I don't call this
simple.
Well, this is not simple.
What's simple?
You wash it. You wash it. You look for it.
Isn't that the second method? Put it in water, go like this.
No. Let me read it to you. What's the alternate method? Water. That's number one. Then agitate it in soapy water. Then check the water.
That's
why. I don't have to do that.
Why?
You're not mechuyev to do. That's like checking the bugs for water in the city for copepod pods. You first do this, then you do that, and you put it into a rag, and you look under the what? You're not mechuyev to do all these things.
What
to do. If you want to eat broccoli, you'll eat broccoli, in my opinion.
I think there's no checking is necessary at all.
No, you have to check. Like, you check anything else. You wash it, you look for bugs, you don't see any bugs, it's okay.
Put a bucket of water, it could be a pot of water,
it could be a dish of water. I don't care what the water is. You can spray it with water. That's what I think. Anyway.
No. What do you mean, look at the broccoli for bugs in the broccoli?
Yeah, you have to look.
No, look at the broccoli, look at the water.
I don't really have to look at the water. That's the OU didn't want to accept our Rivadel Hashkacha because they're not so makkel on bugs. So I went to the calf to show them this. They have a very beautiful thing. It's like this. They check the water. They don't check the edit. They check the water. So again, if it's easy, but it goes through a hole, you're not looking to check the water. There's no such thing. No hydromel. I never heard of such a thing before. It's very creative, inventive. Whether who gets credit for it? Rabbi Heinemann or the OU, I don't think it will have to do such a thing.
Isn't checking the water easier than checking the vegetables?
No, checking the water, just to look at the water, of course you check the water. You put it in a bowl of water, right. See what comes up. Right. That's not what it says. You have to first wash it under water, fine. Then agitate it in the soapy water. And then check the water for insects. That's, I don't know if that's
it. So, rub it under water, put it in a bucket and see if there's water?
You should do that. But it won't help.
Why would that help?
Because you have to agitate in the soapy water. Well, I don't know what agitate means. We spoke about yesterday about banging things down. Kids. You should do exactly this. Put it in regular water. If you see bugs coming out of the broccoli, then you should... it's a problem. Okay? Endokinami. Let me go on, because I think this is taking a lot of time, and I want to try to finish this today, if we can. This beautiful sefer. On both sides. We now are back to Simon Pei Dalet. I hope some of you have Pei Dalet today. Since you don't all have it, put it on the screen. Some of the very, very important things. Chitim etuloim. Mutal the Tochnon, who she irakid akemach oyom. Who says so? Trumas adeshin, simini the kuftan hey or kufain alvas. We shall see. Okay, everyone, see what this is. A very important sif. Okay, now is it tshuva or Rabbi Akiva Eger on this? I'll show it to you. And Kavanah also the Vatel. We already spoke about this a while ago. Even if you deny Ein Kavanah as an independent heter, and combined with Suffolk, we all agree that's what. Bevadai halo kosher. The Natam Mishum Ein Kavanah also the Vatel Lechud. Kedem Mekilim Bedvash Shenafu Lutoch and the Molim. We saw this yesterday, right? The Rishor Lechamimol Haticho. Did we see this yesterday? We didn't. No. Okay, go back here for a second. Previous if. So if you'd give them. Tvash and everyone of all them, Yechamemeno at Sheyia Nitach, V'yisarana. Oh, there, the taste of the, is going into the, tvash, it's bottle. and you're getting rid of the stuff. That's what he's referring to. That's if you'd give him the previous sif. Watch this. Advash. Rasha lechama lechatichu b'shem de'enchem os levat v'agatagan advash. Dafka b'dvash tahituchu lahafrid zemizeh. Hadvash me'en emol l'hashlicha yisur. Then it's okay. The memela nifalatam. Zeh mikri enchem os levat. Domara behepach shemafrid yisur. You're trying, at the end of the day, you're showing you don't want it, you're throwing it out. I'm a betchina shenis ayava kol yach. At the end of the day, you're eating bugs. You know, that's called a spade a spade. You know, that's mixed into the flour, and you make bread, you're eating the bugs. Yeshloma derikik tzas kavanos levatel. Even though you don't really want it, it's still a problem. What's his raya? Kol taruvis bal chayim lo botel. Right? Hatzorach l'shochna l'takan amachol. Okay, lishru l'chatchila l'shochna. Ain kavanos harak l'takan amachol v'lishtri. Amazing. Say the shechnet. Shechnet to eat it. So let's say ain kavanos l'levatel. Chem b'rimone badan hatzorach l'potzon l'takan amachol. Chem b'mastisin l'gabe netira. Hatzorach l'itlosh l'takan amachol. Kol d'chei agavne shem es'ar v'kol mikri v'kichlal v'chaven l'vatlo. Unfortunately, the Bikiv Egan Shuvah Simonai and Zion. I am a Truvah's Perakei Mishnah Tesva Rashi B'Shem Yerushalmi. The Mutl Tochlo Lechatchila. Ooh, wait a minute. Great news. Great news in Yerushalmi is Meferish Mekel. Uh-oh. Because of a Rashi B'Shem Yerushalmi. A Isa Ki Rabbi Yehuda D'Orlo. Which means what? Who's Mekel in all these Shailas? We don't pass in that way. V'yosh Oshni Yerushalmi. In other words, what do you mean? You're going to grind it. If you won't grind it, the Kohen's going to grind it. Someone's going to grind it anyway. You straw do what the Kohen does it. Yeah? Afa Kohen is asidim the tochlin. Kavona. Can the memeh levada yutchan sheet on the Kohen v'yavuta iser. Yeah? So, you see, the Tosis Prichadosh proves from here and kavonos levatlis mutter v'tamua. You didn't see the Rash. We do it Bal Chayim, Dol Batli, Rimonim Badan, Nefesh, Ben Tchila, Bechitin, Ben Tzul, Rimonim. So therefore he thinks the Chumra like this. Ay, the Chumra Sadeshin. He said, Nire, the Chumra Sadeshin, hit the Dachim Betzir of Shnei Tanan, Sofek Im Yisar Vobo Iser, Vigam Tzas, Ein Kavanos, O Levat, Lebezem Mutter. That's what he means. That's what he means. By Pesach is another sniff. Not bitter lisser at all. So he has to have another sniff. Otherwise, that's what he says. I need another sniff. I still have two suffix and kind of isser. Low pirishu. And coming also the battle. Nope. Only suffix in this Arab bodover. Has suffix shem and kind of tarubis at all. Shiokol of shem bitter. Avma tarubis vadai. And that suffix beguf chaticha misarav him also low. Pirishu, nope, etc. Dinikavada Yisur. He tries to bring Raya to this point. Okay? One second. Svek Sveka. One second. This is really complicated. He says there weren't. The Svekas were no to be yachat. It's not a Svek Sveka. Look in Simon Kufyot. It's close to Svek Sveka. Second. Oh. I said it. He's making only with two things, right? Not just Enem Eskavim, because it's really, it's a Shtikl Eskavim, because you're not separating it. So it's a Shtikl Enem Eskavim plus. Plus some kind of a suffix or something, there was nothing there, or things of this nature. He says, wait a minute, not a hechrech. Shabbi Yeshlomo, the mekel bitchatam alachud. What? The suffix tarovas lachud. V'yein kavanos alavat alachud. Mahani. Maybe they each one of these works separately. I brought a proof from Balei Chayim. No. Davka b'isa ma'ura b'li nikar v'akolechad ikal svukish as a isur imke nikwa l'akol shem isur. Ain kind of old Malcolm the Taka Laheta. Every animal has a Shem Issa because you don't know which one is awesome. Hakol mikri tikkun less the iser. V'shane b'dvash tehet omer b'fnei atzmo tehainu hadvash hanemol b'fnei atzmo hadakosha levaram. You can't compare the ants and the honey to the animals that got mixed in. But once the animal gets mixed in, every single animal is treated as iser. When it comes to the honey, no, it's just the ants are iser. You just can't find them. Yeah. So b'zeh amino and the kavanoso rak l'taken advash tuchulo heter, because you only want the advash totally heter. So to chita metuloyim hey ba'atzmusam ava metuloyim aklipa chitzon heter om ifnei atzmo and the munach botolo v'hu ha'iser. Bizarmina the mataka and a heter. Tanwa chitim da dayan heter. Oh, that'd be a great test. So maybe we really can be makel, says Rabbi Kivega, because you only want the heter, you're not trying to mix in the iser, etc., etc., etc. That's what he's suggesting. He suggested the shach he can't tell. Let's look at the shach. The shach is found in Simon Pei Dalid, Sif Katan, Mem. Go, almost over. Shachs of cut men. Take a look. Simon Pei Dalet. Are we here? Shachs of cut men. I have to guess this is an M. No, I guessed wrong. That's the girl. Here's the man. Ah, I see. Mutal the tachdon. She ain't derek klal she tachnu atoloim. She shovkin achitin betoch afar cheses. Kol nekev she yesh lefnein she chol notes rocha she muborochim lechutz. Derech tov nevar cheses. They kol v'nidun harechayim. End quote of the Chumash Hadeshim. Wow, they're going to run away. What he's there, v'rechayim she ain't mefar cheses. Called Rechayim the Yoda, a handmill, I guess. Hoya Osir. Shachaka, cause of Shemit Shilahatel, Metam Acher. What's the Acher? Shafim Yitzchnu Atoloim, Betelim Beshishim Betocha Kemach. Ain't the Mavad Israel, came in the Suffiku, in Messiah of Shemis the Cloud. The Gamena Macham and the Vatel. End quote. Well, if he's there, got Bechor Rechayim Utter. Chemash with the Riyam Rechaber. Achner, the Mimokom Shef Shalitchnu Rechayim Godel. Add that extra sniff. Why not? Just get one which has a way they can get out. That's the shachs of cotton there. It's an opening. We look up in Hebrew English dictionary. It's like a funnel kind of opening. You know, they say in Chazal, Hat ostro kafar cheses. That means you want to listen to somebody carefully, like you know what does it say in translation? Menachem, you look it up? What does it say? Funnel? Speaker?
Receiver.
Okay, receiver. Receiver, we use it in football as a receiver. Right? I don't know what it's a receiver. It's a wide receiver. I just could have upset. Because it's a chol. Whatever, I don't know. Rabosa. Whatever. Let's go back to Rabbi Kivega, yeah? One second. Where are we? The Rimasha Kosov, you can't tell from the Shach. In Sivkot Mem, Afilo Afaches is Mutter, and Raya the Matir, which may come as the Levat Lachud, and Shema the Kavonas Hashach, that is Suffolk in this Arabo Isa, the Shema Achar Abiru, on the Ara Odom and Mayam and the Kuvim. Come the Hepech, the Divya Shach of Kotan Lamates, the Bimutuloyim Barov, Binan Shi Efshal Levaro, and Raya the Boy Tatal Tivusa, Mishamachi below Biru came with the Vare Shematulon, the Mahani came with the Vare Luchot, of course not. What? That's impossible. The Dain Yikshe, the Komakom, a Kopon, Biru Chaim, the Shafar Ches, the Shtri, the Vare Sovig, the Sarabo, Yisra, Shema, Baruch, the Luchot, the Kanal, Ela Koch, the Tzok, Loma, Kaman, the Shach, the Shema, Ein Kain Bittel, the Lek, Shishim, Tim Kain, Ein Raya, Lomar, Dain Kavona, the Vare Luchot, Lomani. So you can't be a Rav in the Shach in either direction. That's what the Rav Kivega said. Hine, what's the bottom line? Rabbo said, money, 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 money. It's the bottom line. Achei roish esh hefsed meruba. All of a sudden, things start to change a little bit. Hefsed meruba. La'konim ha'yisrem shalokho v'chitim harbe. Nivu le'l hakel. Hecha denira derov ha'koponim negar ha'metulon. and a chitim shenem medukovim. Kama medukovim chelik hachitim shabemu bekola rov negad atolo. Im tochlo berichayim shesha farcheses, hainu. Eshtoma dakolo hikil ateros chumas eshet rakai de berera. The tamei oslo shaposak simen kufayim beiz to betola boy shishin bepri negad kol atolo. Avlamada masik betoras chatas. Tika dina afer prikota. The Kamagam is Tame Shishim Negat Tam Tola, the Tama Muat, and the Rubo Kamo Etze, Ainbel Rak Tam Muat, Him Kenap, the Betoras Chatas, Choshish, the Hakal, the Hasuk Shishim, the Kamagam Hokal in Yisoda, Bitlav is Svek Sveka, Suffolk Shios of Dartof and Afra Chesses. And Suffolk, the Kaposkin, the Tama Muat, Ken Gulfa Tola, Botel Barov, the Negat Tamo, Him Shishim, after that's Muso Nitra. Salakas mino kizu eno mino rabba mavatlo mutgam eno mino. That's what we said back at Sadi Ches. A complicated story. He signs his name. That's what he suggests. It is. He signs his name Kiva. What's mem al shin? What that stand for? Me Eisenstadt. They used to sign their names with the city with Rosh HaTevis. Had a Chasam Sova always sign his name? Moshe Akotin, me Fei Fei Dalad Mem. What's that? Frank with the mind. So I guess I come from Reish Dalad. Some name be Reish Dalad. Riverdale. And that's how they always sign their names. It was a compounded word. They signed it with Rosh HaTevis. Fine. This is a choice of Mekhi Vega. So this choice of Mekhi Vega is the subject of this beautiful chapter over here. Page 200. I skipped me from 175 to 239. I'm trying to see what you can finish today. If not, there's always later.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Michael
was pointing
out before, what's the
Ra'ed
from
Dvash
and the
Mullin? Dvash is Enka Vanasa Levato. Says the Vega, but there, in the Sa'ed Enka Vanasa Levato, you also plan to separate out the Yisr from the Heter. That you don't have that over here in our case. It's chapter 45 is about broccoli kugel. And it all starts with Sif Yudalad. Okay? So the question becomes, he quotes up Rabbi Kiva at great length. Starting from page 239. Right? And he goes through the whole Truma Sedeshen. He summarized the Rabbi Kiva in all these pages. I don't want to say it again. But all these pages from page 239 all the way until 246, all based on Rabbi Kiva Vega. I'll just give you some of the highlights. We saw it, we read Rabbi Kiva Vega already. Okay? We saw the shock. Rashba? Sure. I saw too much of that. Let's take a look again.
No, I'm saying not sure we saw the official speech
paper
yesterday.
Oh. It's a different story. The source of it is Chumash Sedeshen. Maybe you should see it inside Chumash Sedeshen. That's a good idea to see. We'll have to just take the time out to see Chumash Sedeshen.
And then maybe you could
click
the green.
Ah, the green. Thank you. I didn't even think of that. Look at this. Wow. Here we go. So easy. One prick of the button. That's called easy. What's called a Tircha Gadol? This is not called a Tircha Gadol. This is called easy. Shayla, if I could press buttons and check the broccoli, I would press a button anytime. Chitim shetliu v'shotchu mitzvei Hashemesh v'zrochshu mehem harbe taloyim. Chakach chotchu mehem harbe tchitin l'shnayim shiyo yishleimim v'bechutz v'motzu taloyim v'harbe mehem. Yesh takon ala osa kri shal chitin l'tochon k'il lechal b'men ha'pas alo. Tshuva. Not so poshut. Shasat chak. What does that mean? You look for the nekuvim. The ones that have holes are likely from bugs who made the holes in those chitin. There you have to worry about it. And you call some gedolim. Fine. Fine. Who's making? Shamati the Mekilim. Why? They rely on Chadmei Ravosa, a Pesach. I don't know the name of that Pesach. I don't know this Pesach. I haven't got the names yet. But maybe we'll find out who he is and who he is. Okay, anonymous. Shehita b'chay gavna. Mitam. And derech klal shitchum b'hatoloim kirin sheshofchim chitim b'tocha afar cheses. The receiver. Kol atoloim sheshnekel lefneim b'shechom lotzeis. Rokshim b'borachim l'chutz. Dech tofnei afar cheses. They call and did the rechayim. There's a lot of noise. They run away. Why not? Shuvah Breir is chitin lePesach. If it's nearish at Sorach, the rock at a kemach lor ayom, the liros yofe, im naflu be kemach toloim shameisu mihevel v'avak a kemach berichai. This is the whole shuvah of the Truma Sadeshen. I'm sorry.
Why do you
sit there? Because you may see actually bugs. You can see them there. You can see a bug. You can see it.
It didn't get crushed.
You can see it. If you can see, you can see it.
Isn't that tafulos?
You can see it, don't talk bull. You see it with your own naked eye. Just look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just look. So now Rabbi Kivega has what we do not have in the Truma Sadeshen, which is, unless it's the next one. The Mishnah and Trumas I read to you out loud from Kivega, we have to see it on the inside. But you can't just, rely on Kivega's recitation. You got to see it. It's a Mishnah and Trumas. Perek He. Mishnah Tes. So Truma shenafel meir v'tochnu u'pachsu k'shechepachsu achun k'pachsa Truma u'muta. This Truma is bottle echad b'meir. This we know. Right? This we know. Fine. It's great. Grind it up. One is beautiful. Wonderful. Tchina works, right? Gevaldik. What does the Rash say? Whoa. Okay, fine. So good, you still have 100. Pit bottle, 1 in 100. Fine. You shall be. It's the old Rishal by the bones. No, I don't see this Yerushalmi over here. Hold on. Rash, I see Yerushalmi. Hey, you know what? I'm not finding the Yerushalmi. I have to look at the... We saw Yerushalmi, right? The best way about that is look up the Rishami itself. No? For some reason I just couldn't find it in the Rash. I'm sure it's there, I just couldn't find it. Let's take a look. What did Rishami say? Af hu tochen hu betchila umatir. My sister to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, af miskavein v'yilkot v'yala bechon ha-masayim. It means he holds like Rabbi Yossi. We don't understand. Pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rav Zeira, Shekein Derech Kohan, and he was talking in Meduma Bebatein. Right? They can do it anyway. Manafki Bebenayin, Klaya Kerem. Aldat of the Rav Yossi, Tochen Umate. He's a Stama Mekel. He's not worried about this Chachila so much. Aldat of the Rabbana, Ain. No, because it's not going to be, there is no Kohen later on. So Machlok is 2 days in the Rishami on this very point. So how do we paskin in this? Well, what's the din? Kivei is worried about this. So there's a pre chodosh. If you have pei dalet in front of you, if you have pre chodosh in front of you, simen samach dalet, Rebbe Ossi in pre chodosh, end of sifkot and chovov. I'll put it on the screen, but I have the original. Pre-Chodosh, Yoredeya. What did I say, Samach Dalet? What did I say? Samach Dalet, wow. End of Chavov. Simen Samach Dalet, end of Chavov. Pre-Chodosh. This is Chavov, the very end, the last one. Oh, here we go. Watch this. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Ooh. Look at this. Discussing the question of Bittul Yitzchak Hatchila without Kavana. Watch this. Follow the Milsa. Bittul Yitzchak Hatchila. I feel him on the Amad, the Ainvah, the Chila, have his student, the Araisa. Okay. So the question is, how does the Rivash ask a certain water? Yeah. Let's say, how do you kasher? No. The Rivash a kosher. On the bigger din. Here we go. Kivin Yafe. Shekol Shein Kavanos Levatla Yisrael Lehonos Bo. Lo mikum v'vatal iser as the base source of rice and pay dalid orchas chayim dvash. Here we go. Lo levon the molin shi'chamim at dvash hashi nitrich v'yisanano. Ain kam mishum v'vatal iser kam mishen kavanah sena l'takan at dvash ad kan. Maseches trumis. Oh. Saw trumis enough to focus me mayor v'talking v'asiyin kam shevasiyin kechun kachas kivat trumis v'yaser. V'yaser. Pachas me mayor. Yidush shechid shal chul yafas mishal trumis butter. Says Yerushalmi. Afach hatchila tochen umater. Tama de milsa? Oh, wait a second now. Mishum de'en kavanos levat l'yisur, ala kavanos titchon alecha. Is that the reason? Alma kol hechad lo mechavan levetul l'yisur, lo mele miftul, lo ka mechavan shabba dami. That's what Pichonish says. But that's not so simple. Not so simple. But there is, who said, did someone say the word Rashba before? Did someone say the word Rashba? No? There's a Chuvah to Rashba on this too. How the Bichaj did not quote the full Yerushalmi? Here we go. Trumas. Saw Trumas enough of the mayor, but talking about Pixel, and Pixel, Chol, and Pixel, Trumas Mutter. Fine. Here's a kasha. AFLP, Shetokhla Mazid, Nikra Shogig, in Bixel, and Skavala Batla, Litra Velecho. Kosi Vishalmi. Af Tobin the Chatkhila Mutter. Kinderach Kohanim talking about Duma Bibatea. But only in that case. Only in Tchila case, not in every single case, right? It's limited to that kind of a case. Tshuvah. Oh, Gavaldik. Yeah. The Fishech Miru b'Truma v'Asru ad Meya v'Samchu akrot. I did Rabbanan, obviously. He Caleb of b'Mekoma shalach v'Nakol kach. A special kula by Truma only. K'don k'teresh v'Bishl b'Truma v'Yavashah b'Chulin. From Bishul Benosan Tam, I know Shishim. Chene Kilu B'Shem Amino. Gam Kane Kilu Levatel B'Shetochlan V'Rohan Kilu Shalchulan Merubin Shas Tefila. It's a special and unique Kula only by Teruma. Nowhere else. I'll tell you the truth. The Rashba has to hold that way. Remember we learned the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't hold from the whole business of Ein Neskav Levatel. You know why? Because he holds it's a Gzeira Shema Yilo Yevatel Kashir. That's why Klisha Dakel Shemesh B'Shefa is mutter according to the Rashba. So the Rashba can't possibly hold from this Kula. I'm not sure if that's found over here in this beautiful Sefer. Hold on. Quotes Yerushalmi. I'm keeping it to Yerushalmi. The Rash, Rabbi Kivega says, the Rash and the Pichorish disagree. Really? The Rash is only by Truma, I thought. Hold on. I'm reading, hold on. I'm reading on page 244. Who disagrees? Pichorish disagrees, but I think the Pichorish reads Yerushalmi wrong. I thought Mekirei read it right. Either Rashba, quotes a Rashba. No, it's only by... one second here. Rashba understands Yerushalmi's Kohanim as a mere example to show that the grain has to be ground for it to be eaten. But it permitted even if there's no one who can eat them. Oh, really? I guess we didn't finish the Rashba. I thought it's only by Truma he said so far. Hold on. The Truma Shechmir B'Mitzan Acher Kilu B'Mitzan Macherim. Not to be too much. I don't get it. I mean, page 244, he's saying that the Rashba, it's called a mere example, show that grain has to be ground and not to be eaten. I don't know. I thought it's only a cooler, unique to Truma. Don't know. Here's a Tosis Yontem on the Mishnah. Says that would be different. I don't know what he says here. Where's the Mishnah? I don't see what it means. But it seems to be against the other explanations. In any event, Rabbi Osai, is what to be made, it seems to me, even according to Rabbi Kivei, who is machmir, you can still make broccoli kugel. It's a suffix, and only a mirah matzoi, right? Nonetheless, he said you should wash it off first before you grind up the broccoli to demonstrate that you don't want bugs. You have to demonstrate. We saw earlier, right? We saw before. That's, he quotes him from one of the rabbanim. That, based upon a tie somewhere, in order to claim one's aim to come out of the vato, they must expend some effort in removing the bugs before they puree the broccoli. This is what we said before. Okay? See, we wash it briefly. Where did he get it from? Taz Kufla Metches Yudalit. It's there. Yes, you wash it off. That's what I say. I always think you should wash it off to make some bevels will fall off. Then it gets washing.
If the whole issue is possibly various, then...
But this washing, he's coming from a Rabbi Friedman Shtip, who was a Dayan in the Bez in Chicago. Apparently, it is based upon a Taz. We'll see.
Why is it not a various issue?
Sorry?
I'm not checking the bugs. So if there's a Miyamatsuri problem, the Miyamatsuri still exists. Even if I cook it.
No, but it's too hot. It's too hot to check. That was Rabbi Heinemann. It's too hot to check.
Why is this any different? And what's this new chapter for?
No, because broccoli, it's so hard. We saw how hard it is. In my opinion, that's crazy. It's too hard. You think it's easy? Okay, fish. If you was easy, you got to do it. Do it. Be my guest. Should do it. Pick your poison. Pick up a Heinemann's poison or pick the other poison. Sorry?
Why does he need a new chapter on broccoli?
Why must you wash it off?
That's all he's trying to prove, to wash it. No, the already able to wash it. I understand.
If you wash it, he says, if you wash it, watch this. Close to Rash. It's not shver what he said earlier. Once you swept it away. So he wants to say you have to sweep it away first. I like it. I like this deal. I like it. So you gotta wash it off first. Fine, Rabosai, this concludes this piece. Now we have two more things to go. I'd like to finish it today. If not, we won't.
Can Rebbe explain why he needed another chapter? What's the finish of this chapter that he didn't already say in the last one?
No, if the last one is right, there's no problem. You can even eat broccoli the way it is, raw.
So this is a leave of the what?
Even if you hold that maybe you shouldn't eat the broccoli raw because you have to go through those funny machinations, but maybe if you grind it into make a kugel, it might still be okay. Correct, you're right.
His whole thing is if I'm going according to the Machmirim,
you have fresh broccoli and eating the broccoli plain, you have to check. They were mode b'pshuto, if it's frozen, can't check anymore. Once it's ground, you can't check anymore. Can you grind it? Can you freeze it? That's the question. So you don't freeze it. The guy freezes it. You buy frozen broccoli in the store. But you make your own broccoli kugel, not the goyim. The goyim made broccoli kugel, it'll be okay, but I do that to OU, they're sanctioning it. It's like, you have to be matter that, oh, you wouldn't do that. That's the goyim made it do it. The goyim, I don't know how that goes back to our giving hechsherim and these kind of things.
I don't, the bird is still there after you cook it.
It's crushed up, presumably. You're not cooking, you're making kugel out of it, you're crushing it. Tochein.
Why the
temperature
of frozenness is.
Once it's frozen, you can
just defrost it, just like the
aromas
with the soup.
I don't think you can defrost it. I think once it's frozen, it's ready. You can't check anymore. I don't think you can defrost it.
You're
not going to eat it frozen.
Eat it frozen.
So obviously, you can't check it once it's frozen. It's too late. You can't check it. Don't ask me why. Ask the experts. I don't know.
You can try
it.
Frozen. The assumption is that once you froze the broccoli, you cannot check it anymore. Okay, if you disagree with the facts, fine. You got it ready yesterday. I'm just reading back to the facts. Hold on, broccoli. I'm reading to what it says over here. You can, if you think it's wrong in fact, you let me know.
While it's frozen, in Nevada, you can't check it.
I understand that, but the obvious assumption is you can't check it even after you... No, it's that. Was it an earlier chapter? No. IQ, what was it? IQ. Was it Rosh Davis?
IQ.
I something. Where was that?
IQF.
So where we have that? I remember the chapters by heart.
169.
Page 169, Bakias. Okay, that's a real Bakias. 169. That was today. No, this is...
That
was yesterday we had the IQF, or IFQ, I don't know what Roger Davis was. Hold on, see if I can find it. I'm looking.
Individual quick
freeze. 1 second. Frozen, no? Where's frozen? I'm looking for frozen. Freezing, 157. Let's see. 157. Yeah, by the raspberries and the blackberries. IQF, individually quick frozen. Okay? Yeah. Second. 1 minute. Frozen berries. There's no... Only way we can actually see bugs and raspberries is to get them to run out of the fruit. Since freezing the batch of raspberries will kill just every bug in this. And then, no simple way to check frozen raspberries for infestation. That's the answer. You kill all the bugs. When they were alive, you can get them out. When they're dead, they're dead. Freezing kills them all. So there's your answer to your question. The frosting won't help.
Then they're there and they're there.
Sorry?
You froze them there and they're there
as a burial. We don't know.
Freeze it. What? They're dead. They're inside the raspberry, you can't get out. So it's a burial inside that you're eating.
One second. One second. Hold on. It's impossible to check the berries, it says. You can eat it without checking. Because it's mir chena matzah. You're not mechuyif. It's mir chena matzah. Let's not forget. If it's a rov, you're right. Who said there's a berry there? It's mir chena matzah. There's no bidi. It's like, that was yesterday's shia. That they an animal took away the lungs with the shachar, Rabbi Nustad. That was yesterday's shia. And both sides, I have two more things to talk with you. If I don't have time, I wanted to finish today, but at the rate we're going, thanks to all the great questions, I don't think we're going to finish. But we'll try. We'll try. Two more topics. One is based on something which is called Nisyabesh. Nisyabesh, you may remember, I showed you a one-liner in the Tosfos. I'll show it to you again, because we saw it once before, but who can remember? Mamish, one line. Yes, sir.
How did the Mechmer use like spices that get in the store?
Can't answer that question. Watch this. One line. Dude, remember this? Dud Yadaramoy. Pirish Morim shall over the Gachovim. After 12 months, it's okay. Call him in Ephraim. Kimisvara Shmorim Shinis Yabshu Bitanur. Molem Kamam Ton Yud Bez Chodesh. You dry them out you roast them in an oven. It's the same thing. The same thing. Now, what about Rabosai when it comes to toloim? So we saw. Can you say? Who says we don't? Who says we don't? We'll see soon. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Watch this. This is the Dake Tshuva, one of the great Svarim on Yerodea. Kuv Beis. Shohar Pri. He quotes the Binas Adam, the Kiloso Vilna. What's maransin? Oranges. Shemukzoka betalon milbin. Anicha betano cham. Tetano cham molko yud beis chodesh. Look at the Torah's design by the Goyen Bal Korban Nisano. Who's asked this question? Alright. You put it in an oven. He says, yeah. Put it in an oven. Vayanisra v'naso offer, burn to a crisp, malt, I guess it's malt of sorum, yeah, malt made from barley, this yabash ha'kach, betana ha'hitter god alecha, and it's poisig ha'cha god alecha, we say, atalam nisra v'naso offer, look at shut tuv tam v'das kamas v'kuf chaf alef, mashi sigu ha'abina sodom, they don't like it, v'elu lo mahani takonazu, Why not? No, that's not the reason. Why not? There's no right from any poisik that Chom Tana works toloim. That's also ka offer. No. After they're burned up, it's still a gush. And what? Who cares that dries up? Here's your word. Adayin haberia kayemes. Woo, your word. It can be frozen in place, it can be burned in the crisp in place. It's still a berry. It's a chiddush to me. It doesn't knock off a limb. Whatever. Again, fast freeze, fast heat, you know. Okay. Oh. I have the before she gemara. On both sides. Oh, you have a gemara chul? Open it up. Chul nun ches amud beis. You have both sides. Open up nun ches amud beis, please. Nun ches amud beis. Nun ches amud beis. He's going to quote this gemara here. I'm looking up first. But the Dak Etchum is going to quote Nun Ches Amud Beis of Chulin and make a distinction. Nun Ches Amud Beis. Yeah. What does it say over here? Top line. Hani Tarmi Dekada Levosa Tresu Yachi Shata Shabbi. He's on this Gemara already. No, you see it works? So if it works after it's what do you call the associative law? 12 months work. Tursus Daf Lamed Daled says that Rafa sounds like 12 months. QED should also work. What's the problem? Watch. The Gemara and Chul on the top line of Nun Chesed Beis that after 12 months, the Toloyim are okay. Right? The time of the Kade, it Liu. It has bugs. But after 12 months, it's okay. Tosus and Avodah Zarah Shel Lamed Daled of top line says, a Tanus Sarov is the same as 12 months. Put two and two together. That's what you get. That's what you get. And that's, you know, that's fine. It should work. See, quotes are here, a great Gadol, unfortunately passed away yesterday, Rabbi Shlomo Gissinger, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Ah, Tzadik Yisodol. From Lakewood, New Jersey, passed away just a couple of months ago. It was Yom Kippur, somewhere around that time. I knew him. Klai Yisrael's lost so many great people recently. It's St. Tilla. What did he say? He says as follows. Again, where is the Dakei Tshuva? Trying to find this Dakei Tshuva. Give me a second. Those who are machmir say as follows. After 12 months, it breaks apart. It's not a barrier. But if you burn them, they're dried out. But who said they break apart? So therefore, there are those achronim, you know, would be machmir. However, Rabbi Gissinger writes, that's not the reason after 12 months. What lashon we saw? Afra bi'alma. Doesn't say, here, watch this. 1 second. Dafka nemolam shalat pas nemochem betaner. Other than that, 1 second, please. Chamod. Okay. Right. 1 second. The kids are. He thinks that if they had seen the Rishonim, would say it's Afra Bialma, not that it breaks up. 12 months is Afra Bialma. Once Afra Bialma, then these Achronim would have to agree that it's okay. Yeah. And the distinction that they make is a valid distinction, but just not true halacha. And they're claiming if the 12 months it breaks apart. If you fry it, it doesn't break apart. But that's not what they didn't say brings upon. It says Afra Bialma. Afra Bialma it is.
So that could be the only issue by 12 months. Why can you achieve that in any other
no,
way?
No, once you burn it.
Then what? That's Afra Bialma?
Yeah, what's his proof? It's nothing to do with barrier. Because the Gemara applies it in Avodah Zarah Lamed Daled to Shmurim of Yayin. That's the context over there. Shmurim of Yayin. Nothing to do with barrier. It's wine sediment. Where else do you find that it works? Open up, you are there? Open up the Simon Pezayin. The opening Simon, we're not up to Basar B'cholov yet, not by a long shot, but Pezayin is the first Simon in the Hukas Basar B'cholov. And turn to the Ramah in Sif Yud. The end. Pei Zayin, end of Sif Yud. Look what he says. He says, "Ora keva l'fama mochem osam v'yavshem osam v'nasa ke'etz v'malno socholav mutter achad es yavish havi ke'etz bi'alma." Eitz bi'alma, nothing to do with barrier. You find such concepts. It's like afra bi'alma. We saw that before. Afra bi'alma is mutter. Here it's called eitz bi'alma. And there's also a shach. The shach is found. I just read the Rama and Simon Pei Zayin, end of Sif Yud. The Shach writes as follows. The Shach is found. Watch this. What's karkom? Who wants to translate karkom? Karkom. Kof, resh, kof, vav, mem. What's it called?
Turmeric.
Know what that is. Unfortunately. It has color, right?
Yeah.
Give me a translation, please. Olam nogu achshav hetem epshitus bekarkom. Uvnei aliyah nesomeh mewotim. Why? He knew they would put it to this wine and stuff. We don't know that anymore nowadays. Fine. Then he says as follows.
Saffron.
It's red. That's what I thought. It's a red color. It's a red color. Oh. Kama chashash ma'ar v'chute boso yovesh. They mixed in meat into this saffron. Lesser. Yeah? One second. Oh, the Rashba only asked lach. Basa yovish wasn't yovish legamre. But the artsus elish hakakamu yovish ke eitz. You find a chut basa doesn't make a difference. Look at pei zayin sof siv yud vago. Or a keva. So the Ramah is mekel, the shach is mekel. The pasha pshat is that the gemara is mekel. But by the sediments of wine. Now, halacha lemaisa, let's see what Shulchan Aruch and see what it says in real life. After all this, look at Shulchan Aruch. Sheretz Saruf mutal la'och lemishim refuah. The afra bi'alma. Where's the word afra bi'alma? But only the refuah. Gevalt, gevalt. The reason is given by the Binas Odom. Achshavei. What's wrong? It's Achshavei. That's why for a bari it's not allowed. For a fuah.
Why is it Achshavei?
What do you mean?
It's
not, there's no terubas.
You burn. No
terubas. You burned. You said you took a bug and you burned it to a crisp. I love it. Delicious, a delicacy. No, not allowed. Achshavei. That's how the Bina Salam explains. Achshavei. But wait a minute.
Eating it by itself.
By itself. That's what's up. Aye, Rabosai, there are those who claim that if it's so, it's mamish ashes, you don't say Achshavei. Who says that? I'm giving you the next page, page 227. Okay. Achshavei. Okay. Fine. There is a Chacham Tzvi. And the Chacham Tzvi says if it comes so burned, you don't even apply Achshavei, then we're a little bit in trouble. Hold on. Boulder Amad, wait. Sharon Surf. It sounds like it's Usher. So what are the answers? Achshavei. It's not a Taruvus. It's Ben. Okay. But quotes Shutuv Tam Vidas. Take a look at Bosai. Tuv Tam Vidas. What? It's not here. It's about Rav Shlomo Kluger. How can they leave it out? It's in the Bar Ilan. All right, I'll read it to you. Rav Shlomo Kluger and Tuv Tam Vidas Chelik Aleph Kufcha Beis asks, if dry eyed insects are forbidden to the Akshave, why does the Gemara say that dry eyed wine pus are permitted? It's against the Gemara, he asks. That's our Gemara, do it here. Right? It's dried out, it's permitted. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Gewalt. Gewalt. So one answer may be, a male maker by Stam Yayin, he gives an example. Stam Yayin doesn't require shishim, it's batel b'sheish. A separate kin, batel b'sheish. So here too, we can be more maker. Dried out Stam Yayin cannot call Akshay because the Isser of Stam Yayin is gone. Dried insects do have Akshay, so Isser is somewhat still in existence. The problem is, if that's the case, maybe Tosa's extension of the Gemara's rule of 12 months drying to include mechanical drying is also a limit to Stam Yenim, does not apply to dried out insects. Ooh. So on this basis, he rejects the Binas Adam. Binas Adam will argue that the extension of 12 months drying to include mechanical drying seems so obvious to Tosa's that it does not appear to be a leniency which is specific to Stam Yenim. 228. Wow. Wow. There is a Chacham Tzvi in Siman Ayin Hay that says that when it is reached the stage when it's like Efer B'Alma, then once we get to that stage, you don't say Achshavei. You have to say Saruf is not so, not hasn't reached that level yet. Now hold on a second. One second, we're not done yet. Give me a second, please. All this is, I just want to find a way where you can see this in the safer over here. Yeah. This Chacham Tzvi, I believe it's found later on in the Sefer. We're getting to the end of it, almost. Page 267 and 8. Let's just try if we can finish this now. It would be great. Let's try. But I don't know if we'll be able to get that far. What's there? Something which is called carmine. Have you heard of carmine? Who ever heard of carmine? Hashem. We spoke about it earlier with the Binas Adam. Akshave. We assume that carmine is not kosher. What is carmine? What is carmine? It's also called Crimson Lake Natural Red Number 4, E120. It's a dye made by drying and then crushing the cochineal insect. What's a cochineal insect? C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L. And the dye can be used to create long-lasting red, purple, or orange colors in foods. Page 268. Based on Binas Adam, we understand that even though the insect is theoretically permitted once it's thoroughly dried, the concern of Akshay means that it's nonetheless forbidden to anyone who actually eat it or food made with it. Gewalt. Okay, it's Rabbanan. Rabbanan. Okay, it's Rabbanan. No. Who cares? Rabbanan is also awesome. Open your Odeya. Kuf Beis Sivkotten Prichodesh Sivkotten Hei. What's the first thing? The Ramah. Kuf Beis Rebosai. The Ramah. No one is finishing today. Okay, let's go slow. Yeah, more important to go slow than to finish. Kuf Beis Ramah end of Aleph. We never paid sufficient attention to this, so we learned Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis end of Sif Aleph. Miu im libdavo machalo the son of Bekadela takanakadera, gochimalu betanagolas, ain't a betela. Look at the Archaim Takyak. What's this all about? Says the Shach. Kevin lechazusa of it, lo bottle. Kadisa barachaim takyak. Chazusa is not bottle. But is that really true? Take a look at the Prichodosh here in Siman Kuf Beis, please. Siv Cotton Hay. Chazusa Milsa. Chazusa Lab Milsa. That's a very serious question, though. That's a long, long Prichodosh. Okay. Whoa, it's really long. He says, in the middle of this whole long piece, that Chazusa is an unresolved question. Unresolved question. Watch this. Baba Kama, Kuf Aleph Amanav, you see? Yesh Shach Saman Gabet Semer or not? Bottom line is, it's an unresolved question. Bayad Lo Ifshita. In Hilchus Pergilach Gzela, Toysus Nida. Okay, it's Lo Ifshita. Lo Ifshita. Okay, so it's not resolved. So what do you do when it's not resolved? Pasuk to Prichodosh, if it's an unresolved question, Aloch Olam Aysa, what do you do? Came to Bayad Lo Ifshita. He says it's Dura Bonan, Shtechazusa Lab Milsa, Sveka Dedina, Savadura Bonan Lakula. That's what he suggests. Savadura Bonan Lakula, if it's over the Chazusa. So, Carmine, it's a very serious question. Is it a Doraisa or is it a Dura Bonan? If it's a Doraisa, it has to be Machmir, according to the Prichodosh. If it's a Dura Bonan, it can be Mekel. Right? Achshwe is a Dura Bonan. Chodesh has a non-kosher item. It's colors of foods. It's only not batel. If the food is also midoraisa, chazusa is a low ifshita. If carmine only fit with the rabbanon, because of achshave, then it should be mixed in food. It should be permitted with the evid. That's what the best. That's what comes out from the bina sodom. Not everyone agrees. Well, now Rabosai, the bina sodom is bothered. Why is carmine not kosher? Everyone assumes it's not kosher. Why not? So what does he say? He said, Achshave.
So according to Pichodosh, would the shaft, how did the shaft come out the chumrah?
The shaft doesn't distinguish the rice and the rabbonis.
Right, so
why? I don't know. Could be used machmir by the rabbonis, perhaps. Perhaps. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Now, let's go a little bit further. What did Ramah say? Let's just see the Ramah itself. Since you mentioned the Ramah and the Shach. Let's just try to complete this discussion today to finish up next time. The Ramah Kuv Beis. Again, miyum livno v'machal onosu b'kedel etakan akedel b'kama shemlu b'ktarnagos ene b'teilu. That's what it says. That's what Ramah says. What does that mean? Does that mean that every single situation, this is about the, it's davar shematirin. Whenever you put something in there on purpose, we say it's a davar shematirin and it's not bottle? What does it mean? What does the Shach say, Vav? Not at the Alkaba. Hatam goes on my right. The Kol Shenosin Zeh Bezeh Latakin Zeh Zeh Migi Min Bemino. Go to Mayim Mumelach Beisa. The Torah says himself the Beis Adaf Lamentes. So when that, so yes, Yesh Shaila. They have these creamers. They put a little bit of milk into a parva creamer. Obviously they put it in for a reason. So you're going to tell me that it's not bottle? Let's put it in for a reason. Sounds like. So my answer is as follows. It's a very important question. Why is the milk Yesh L'Matirin? Because the Rif said, if you recall, that mixing, if it's Rechel HaMilsa, but still you shouldn't have a bread which had Reich of meat, you shouldn't put butter on it. So therefore, if this cream has a little bit of milk, you shouldn't put into your coffee if you had meat before. That's what some might be machmir. So maybe the answer to that question is not so, for the following reason. If you recall when Megillah Sefer says, based on the Vilna Gaon and others, we don't paskin that reason of the Rif. We paskin it for the first reason he gives. Namely what? We have choshev shita rav, the recha milsa. And there's a whole Rabbi Kiva Eger, Abosai, that's what gets confusing. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Sadi Tess, the Shach Sivkot Chavbeis, whole discussion going to the Rif, this and this and this, what's he going to do with the Mishnah and Kilayim? Whole discussion. So he's worried, even by a case of what we call heter beheter, v'yesh l'matirin. So the answer, we don't pass like this Rif. We pass heter beheter, there's no problem. The case of Recha Milsa, for a different reason, the first reason of the Rif, namely, maybe you have to choshes for Rav Shita. That's only by Recha Milsa. Does not apply to a little bit of milk thrown into your creamer. So I thought that's why it's okay. As a matter of fact, Chazusa Milsa is quoted, if you brought your body a shulchan, I brought mine, he discusses this issue of Chazusa Milsa over here in Simin Kuf Beis. It's based upon the Taz. Taz, if you have open your Taz Simin Kuf Beis, which everybody has, the Taz Simin Kuf Beis, the very beginning. What does he say? On the Ramah. Kuf Beis. Taz and Sivkot and Vav. Him lived those lows who have so nothing. Lows who lived no bomb alcohol to have the Chazusa Vitama. And us the Victor attacking also considered Nimbimino. Okay? That's what the Taz says. So he quotes Chazusa too. So the Bari HaShulchan over here is saying that it's Ramah is double shed shomaterian. Nimbimino. Some say he's worried about Chazusa. This is the Bari HaShulchan Sivkotan Tez Zayin. What's pshat? Two pshatim he has. When the ears is metakein, as I had the choshev kibim b'mino, v'avino the klal of the davar shesh shematirin, ain't a bat l'filu b'yalef, k'shuv b'taruvus shemim b'mino. Even though it's ain't a mino, if it's metakein, that's a tosis and beit zedaf, lamites. Yeah, okay. That's one pshat. One pshat. There's another pshat. No, Chazusa Labadim is not, it means Oela Matirin. Why? Because he passed into Chazusa Labadim, like the Ramayim is Labadim, or it's like Nikarisa Labadim, whatever the reasons for that happen to be. So the Kitzer, it seems that the two reasons are given, Chazusa and Tikkun HaMachol. That's the Mashesh Labadim. Okay, but in our case, the case where it's no chazusa, it's only a problem of yesh l'matirin, and then the taka would be a problem in the milk case according to the second reason of the rif. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, the comments that say test chavez on that shach chavez on that reason, we don't pass like the whole reason. Pass like the whole reason. Therefore, there's no reason to wait 6 hours in the case of the little bit of milk thrown into the dairy creamer. You don't use yesh l'matirin. Adka. Did not finish at all what I wanted to finish today, but that's not a surprise. It's not the first one. So now that Tamidim, we can go off the record now. We have a 2-minute discussion. The Shira assistant informed me that the Tamidim wanted a few days off. Is that correct? That's the consensus?